You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. New York Fashion Week ended a few days ago, saying goodbye to a runway full of elegant outfits, many too fancy for a day at the job. But as WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports, a new Kalamazoo event seeks to change that image and involve the community in the process.
There'll be no world-famous designers showing their collections, but perhaps more satisfying is that a young one will, 19-year-old Daniel Willis from Battle Creek. And instead of supermodels, the runway will be flush with close to 50 faces of all ages that you might know from throughout Southwest Michigan. Welcome to Kalamazoo Fashion Week. It began September 13th and concludes this Saturday.
Don't look at the other model. You want it to be like a mannequin pose. Okay?
That's longtime Kalamazoo modeling agency owner Madeline Zachary at last Thursday night's rehearsal, the third one. She opened her agency in 1967. The idea for Fashion Week was hers.
Well, what I noticed is Kalamazoo has kind of gotten away from the big fashion shows that I was used to when I first started my agency. Years ago, when Jacobson's had fabulous shows, Gilmore's, and the Kalamazoo Women's Symphony Orchestra League. So I said, you know, it's too bad we don't have those types of shows anymore, nor do we have the big splashes of fashion in the newspaper. So that is one of the reasons that I said, we need to do this right now.
Both Gilmore Brothers Department Store and Jacobson's closed their locations on the Kalamazoo Mall in the late 1990s. But Zachary is hardly stuck in the past. She's reimagined the concept of a fashion show to be a community-centered event. For instance, people can attend short Zumba classes and view workout attire. There's even a fashion show featuring consignment garments for those on a budget. And yes, the week also features high fashion and parties in hip places. The clothes are from area boutiques and major retailers. Zachary says she's tried to attract the older adult, but also young professionals, college students, and teens. Thursday's rehearsal was in a large, bright room that seats 60, located in a big office building in Portage.
Just remember, pose and pause, and that's where you get your applause. Okay, now one right behind the other, okay?
It was packed with parents of aspiring child models, as well as adult and teen models of every gender, race, size, and age. Zachary told me that having diversity on every level was important to her. Take Deb Williams. She's a stylish, statuesque insurance agent from Grand Rapids with tremendous poise.
I am what you call a mature model, and I am 48 years old. I'll be 49 next week. I just started last October, so I'm trying to break into this industry, and so I'm just trying to absorb everything that is involved in modeling and be a reflection of the everyday woman.
My name is Mohammed Hashir. I am 15. I actually flew to Hollywood a few months ago to sign with an agency. I've done one print ad for Old Navy.
Well, then you're in the right place, I guess, right?
I'm like telling all my friends, I'm so excited, and I feel like it's gonna be great.
Observing with a careful eye from a podium is Madeline Zachary's daughter, Melissa. She's an event planner who's come up from Washington, D.C. to help. Melissa says she and her mother feel so passionately about Kalamazoo Fashion Week that they're paying for nearly all of it themselves, more than $10,000. They hope to start a nonprofit organization and seek donors. Madeline Zachary sees her Kalamazoo Fashion Week as a gift to the community. It is only fitting, then, that festivities conclude Saturday with a community day.
We're inviting all organizations to come and talk about their organizations, because we want our youth to know we have a lot to offer in Kalamazoo, various organizations where they can feel a part of it. As I've been saying, join an organization, not a gang.
For WMUK, I'm Erlene McMichael.
Kalamazoo Fashion Week runs through Saturday. Visit our website for links to events and the full interview with Madeline Zachary. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.